has made, we will rejoice and be glad in it. God, we thank you. We thank you for this day, dear God. God, we thank you for you being our Lord and Savior, dear God. God, we thank you, dear God, as you allow us to reflect on all that your Son done for us, dear God. This day, dear God. God, we may not know the exact day, dear God, but we do know, dear God, that God, your Son, Jesus, dear God, really the third day, God. God, we thank you for, dear God, what he done for us on that third day, God. And God, we give you thanks today, dear God. Thanking you for salvation. Thanking you for our strength. God, we're thanking you for being our healer today. And God, we ask you this morning that you would look on all that are sick among us, dear God, and that you would touch and that you would heal, dear God. God, we ask that you would strengthen Deacon Broad and touch his back, dear God. Give him the victory of healing this morning, dear God. Look on our church mother, dear God. Touch her body and heal, dear God. God, we're asking you now, dear God, that you would look on Minister Miles' mother, dear God, as she's in the hospital, dear God. God, they don't know, dear God, what's going on, God, but we know you know, God. And God, we're asking you for a miracle of healing, dear God. Asking you to grant her that miracle, dear God. We know nothing is too hard for you, dear God. And God, we're asking you, dear God, that you will allow Minister Mind, dear God, to continue to put his trust in you, dear God. To continue to look to you, dear God. And God, we give you thanks. Now, God, we ask you to look on your manservant who will bring forth the bread of life this morning, dear God. Anoint those lips are clean, dear God, to speak your anointed word, dear God. Give him boldness and courage, dear God, to speak as you have given him, dear God. God, we ask him that you would strengthen him now, dear God. And God, as we go forth in this service, dear God, God, we ask that you would have your way, dear God. Have your way, dear God. God, and we will forever give you the praise. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. This time, amen, we ask Deacon Broz if he would come with our scripture reading. Amen.
John, the 19th chapter, starting at the 40th verse down through John, the 20th chapter, verse 1. Then took the body of Jesus and wound it in linen, the manner of Jews to bury. Now, in the place where he was crucified, there was a garden, in the garden of a new sepulcher, wherein never a man yet lay. When they laid Jesus there because of the Jewish preparation day, for the sepulcher was right at hand. And John 20th, chapter, verse 1. The first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, and when it was yet dark, unto the sepulcher, and seeth the stone taken away from the sepulcher.
Thank God for the readers, the doers of his holy word. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Amen. And once again, we thank God for all that have come out for our resurrection Sunday morning service. And at this time, amen, we allow those, amen, who have a testimony, amen, or someone who wants to share, amen, this resurrection Sunday morning that they can share. But even me, amen, I truly thank God for God being God. And this morning, even when I woke up real early, amen, and God allowed me, amen, to just go to the internet, amen. And, you know, sometimes we can be a little troubled about things, amen. And
Many of you, amen, you heard, amen, where the pilots were shot down, amen. And being a former soldier, amen, God allowed me to open the deep, go out there this morning, and they say they found the second pilot. Amen. So I know someone is rejoicing this morning. Someone has a testimony. Amen. Because if you've never been in combat, amen, and we know, amen, we seen Americans, amen, captured over there, amen. And then when I was over there, amen, we seen some of them burned and hung, amen, on bridges and everything, amen. Some of them beheaded, amen. Some of them tortured, amen. So for me, amen, I was celebrating along with his family, amen, that they had found that pilot, amen. And I thank God for it, amen, because he's been missing, amen. When you think about being behind enemy lines, amen, since Thursday, amen, and God allowed him to be found, amen. I said, thank you, Jesus, for it, amen. Thank you, amen, because I didn't want his family, amen, to have the experience, amen, the horror that they may have to experience, amen. Amen. Well, we truly thank God, amen, this morning as we're preparing our hearts, amen, for praise and worship, amen. But I also, amen, I kind of looked at Evangelist Boone. She didn't get up, amen. So I know I can't tell her testimony like she can tell it, amen. But I thank God, amen, for blessing her to travel up and down the dangerous highway and to bring her back safe. Amen. We know why she's traveling, amen. We know, amen, why she's going up and down the highway, amen, like every other month, amen. But we thank God for his traveling mercy, amen, because it's not so much, amen, that we such an excellent driver, amen, but it's because of God's mercy, amen, that God keeps us from harm. He keeps us from accidents, amen. And many times, amen, when we're breaking the law, amen, and I'm talking about myself, I'm not going to talk about her, amen, when we breaking that law, amen, that says 65 or 70, amen, and we want to do 80 and 85, amen, I thank God, amen. Thank God for his mercy, amen. So at this time, amen, we're going to ask Vanda Spoon, amen, if she would come, amen, and lead us in our praise and worship.
I knew I was going to get a chance to come up here. That's why I didn't want to be up and down and up and down. But I thank God for taking me up and down the highways. For truly, God did it again. It wasn't me. And as I was coming to my exit yesterday, getting off of 280 on exit 4 to go home, I was just like, God, you did it again. God did it again. Because that's a long drive, a lot of cars. Everybody was traveling yesterday. But I thank God he kept me safe. Every rest stop I stopped at, he kept me safe. Every gas station, he kept me safe. No drivers was trying to cut across in front of me. I didn't get in any near accidents. God kept me safe, and I give him all of the glory. Not some of the glory, all of the glory. Because I know in and of myself, I can get in a car, and I can go right on to sleep. I can go right on to sleep. But I thank God that he kept me awake, he kept me alert, and he brought me back. I woke up yesterday morning in Atlanta, Georgia, and I wake up this morning in Davenport, Iowa. So I just give God all the glory, the honor, and the praise, because he is worthy to be praised. And then the Lord was sharing with me this morning. He said, you know, Jesus got up out the grave. So you can get up out the bed. Hallelujah. You can get up out the bed this morning and come on out to sunrise service. Because my flesh wasn't feeling it. My flesh really was not feeling it. But I say, thank you, Jesus, for your spirit. Jesus got up so I can get up. So I'm here today because he got up. He made it all about me so I can make it all about him. Amen. And the song says, Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. Amen. Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. Jesus, I'll never forget how you set me free. Jesus, I'll never forget.
Jesus, I'll never forget what you done for me. Not what you done for my child, what you done for my mother, but what you done for me. Thank God for what you done for me, Jesus. Amen. I truly thank God. Amen. Said this time, amen. I'm here to introduce the speaker, amen, for this sunrise service. And we all know him, amen. We know that he loves God. He loves God, amen. He loves his family. He loves the church. Amen. And one thing you learn about it, the other brothers, amen, he's well known around here in Davenport. He has not only served the church, but he served the community. Amen. And I even believe, amen, down, I want to say that, what is that, 5th or 6th Street at the little museum, the Martin Luther King, little park, there's something hanging up, amen, where the city celebrated him, amen, for his accomplishments, amen, around here as a barber, amen, and as being the president of the NAACP back in the day, amen. So we have someone, amen, in our midst, amen, that God has used, amen, not only in the church, but in the community, amen. And today, amen, he is going to be the speaker, amen, for us this morning, amen. And even before he comes and share the word of God, amen, amen, see his granddaughter, amen, just come in, amen. I'm going to put her on the spot this morning, amen. If she'll just come in, amen, and at least have a sermonic, amen. And after she have rendered the sermonic, we're going to ask, amen, if we will all stand, amen, and receive the vessel that God will use to bring forth the word. So at this time, amen, we will be in the hands of Sister Emily. Sister Emily Brawls, let me let you know. I said his granddaughter, so I'm going to call that name Brawls, amen.
God sent his son, and they called him Jesus. He came to love. Empty grave is there to prove.
dear God, we came, we thank you for your son. I've come out tonight, this morning, to commemorate your resurrection. Dear God, we know if it had not been for your resurrection, we would have no hope. And we thank you. Dear God, we should word my mouth that I might say something that today they would be said that someone on the journey. These are the words of my prayer. And we may be seated in the house of the Lord. I'd like to say good morning to everyone. It came out on the resurrection morning. I know our schedules are busy, but coming out to commemorate the victory of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ over death and the grave is important. Since our last resurrection sexual service, many have gone on to meet their Maker. And that is why I am saying it is a blessing to be in the land of the living and the house of the Lord. And my question to you this morning is, have you been resurrected from the death of sin? All sins except the blasphemy of the Holy Ghost can be eradicated by confessing our sins, repenting, and being forgiven by the resurrected Jesus. I'm not going to be before you too long this morning. I know we got a busy schedule, a lot of people got a lot to do. But I'm not going to talk, but it is deserving that we do spend some time talking about the resurrection of Jesus. Jesus was not just lying in the grave awaiting judgment day to arrive. But we do not address this segment very much or enough. And this is very important to us, the followers of Jesus. And this is the basis for our hope that we will rise again after death. In the New Testament, salvation is never connected with the death of Jesus, but it is connected with his blood that was shed when he was suspended between heaven and earth, hanging on that old wooden cross. What a sad day that was for Jesus. The historicity of the resurrection was proven and affirmed to be true by those three women, namely Mary Magdalene, Salome, and Mary, who brought sweet spices that they had brought to anoint the body of Jesus. And they were wondering who would roll away the great stone that was used to seal the entrance of the sepulcher. And lo, there was a great earthquake, for the Lord had dispatched the angel and rolled back the stone from the door. And there sat a man upon it. And the angel told the women, I know that you seek Jesus, which was crucified, but he is not here. He is risen, as he said he would. The resurrection morning is a miracle. and it is the heart of the Christian faith. This thing is for real.
Oh, yes, it is.
But just listen for just a second or two, a few minutes, I should say. It's getting on a little hoarse today, but we're going to go on anyway. One of my favorite prophets, which was the prophet Isaiah, had this to say about the death of Jesus in Isaiah the 25th chapter and verse 8a. And Isaiah tells us, and he was taught about Jesus in this scripture. He said, Jesus, he did not use the word Jesus, but he said, death would be swallowed up in victory. And then Brother Job had an interest in the resurrection. When he was speaking of his resurrection, when his Redeemer come at the latter day to stand upon the earth. And you read that in Job, the 14th chapter, verses 13 through 15. I'm going to close this message shortly. And when I completely resurrect Jesus, our pastor today, Ella Boone, will do that later on this morning. I am only going to take him where and when the three women bound him missing from the sepulcher. So I'm asking everyone to come back and hear the conclusion of this matter. Call someone and tell them to come out this morning. The pastor has something to tell us. But if you don't know, but I will say this to you, but you should know what has happened. And what had happened, and what was done, and what Jesus will do. The first thing Jesus has done starting right now, he has been everything to us. And without him, we aren't anything.
Amen.
And I will conclude with what and where I was. In the 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1-30. I'll read, and you can read this whole scripture. This is a very important scripture coming from the King James Version. And I heard the young people on Friday night doing the seven sins of Jesus from the cross. They did an excellent job. Where Jesus was taken from the cross and was put in the sepulcher. And it was sealed with a big stone. And even with that, God the Father did it his way. See, those Jews thought they would seal the stone because someone might come and steal the body of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Not so. This thing is for real. I'm going to make this very short, but not too short. But as Apostle Paul is assuring us that since Jesus arose from the dead and defeated death, the last enemy that Jesus did was to commit himself to the grave. And he knew that death is a terrible thing. And that if we live and die righteously, we will arise righteously. I believe that ought to be one witness in the house today. Because I must work by this day, but when night cometh, no man can work. But I am so glad that I can stand before you this morning to announce the crucifixion, death, and burial of Jesus was defeated by his resurrection. And a short while later, Jesus appeared to his disciples on a mountain in Galilee, declaring that his authority with these words. And Jesus said, all power, help me to say,
all power
is given unto me
in heaven
and in earth. Then he said, go on, therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. You know what? I can truly tell you today, dear Lord Jesus, we are obedient to your word because that's the way we do it. We do baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. And that's what Jesus commissioned his disciples to do. But my concern on this resurrection Sunday is, have you been resurrected from any lifestyle that's not fitted to the resurrected Jesus? I believe all of us today are saved, so I need not say any more about that. But after the unbearable suffering that Jesus went through on Friday, for my sins and your sins, and the work that he performed while he was in the grave, where and when he defeated the last enemy, death, which is humanity's most dreaded enemy. However, Jesus has given us that blessed hope. We too will be resurrected. Good or bad, we're going to be resurrected. And we will receive our due reward. Will there be one this morning that desires to be resurrected? I know one day when I was lost in my sin, and you know, I was kind of miserable because God had blessed us, my family, but there was something missing in my life. I had not been truly resurrected. But you know, God got my attention. I believe it was on July the 12th in 1970, I had a head-on collision about a half a block from my home. And I promised the Lord that if he would allow me to raise up those weeds and grass and stuff, that I'm going to serve him until I die. And I believe I have kept my word so far. But as I begin to close this message today, you can be resurrected today. And I believe all of us in here this morning has been resurrected. So I need not hang around on that too long. But I want to encourage you today, just keep on keeping on. Serve the Lord with all your might, because he has been good to you. He has been good to all of us. And I want to encourage you today, stay in touch with the resurrected Jesus through your faith. And I believe he will take you through. But at the close of this life, we must spend eternity somewhere. Where do you desire to spend eternity? I know life does not present us with the best thing in life, Because we're going to go through some trials and tribulations. And what we're going through is nothing that's compared to what Jesus went through on that Good Friday afternoon. He was partially to the side of the spear by those mean Roman soldiers. And he shed his precious blood. And his blood has no life. Stand. His blood is just as powerful today as it was over 2,000 years ago. And it still has that sanctifying power and that healing power. So all you got to do is just trust in the Lord with all your mind and soul. And he will come in and bless your soul. But after Jesus defeated death, I'm so glad, because death is a terrible thing to talk about. We don't know when or where it's coming. But all we got to do is be prepared. And when we die, if we die in the Lord, we're most certainly going to arise in the Lord. We're going to arise holy, because our work has been completed. And as Jesus said on the cross, it is finished. It is finished. Right now, I'll turn you back into the hands of the pastor. We ask everybody to be blessed. And please continue to pray for me and my family, that we will be people that are trying to live a life that's pleasing to the Lord. Amen and amen. Back in the hand to our pastor, Dr. Phineas E. Boone. Let's say amen for him as he comes. And he will be bringing you the message this morning. Call and tell somebody, come out and see what the pastor has to say. Right now, you're in the hand of the pastor.
Amen. We truly thank God for the word of God this morning, coming from our assistant pastor, amen. Let us know, amen, Jesus is risen. Jesus is risen. Amen. You and I, we have hope.
Yes.
Today.
Yes.
Because Jesus is risen. Standing all over the place. Gracious God, the God of heaven and earth, the maker of all that we see, you're known as the creator, you're known as our help, you're known as the God of love. And God, we said thank you this morning, dear God. Thank you for your word, dear God. Thank you, dear God, for strengthening us, dear God, to come. Dear God, for this sunrise service. You placed it in our heart, dear God. And God, you allowed us to be obedient, to be in the service, God, and we thank you. God, we thank you for meeting whatever need, dear God, we place before you. God, and God, we give you thanks. Now, God, as we prepare, dear God, to leave this place at this time, dear God, and to return later, dear God, God, we ask that you would allow us to have safe travel home, a safe travel wherever we may go this morning, dear God, and let us return, dear God, with thanksgiving, dear God. Let us return, dear God, with a praise, dear God. God, we give you thanks. We thank you for your son, Jesus. And we thank you for the plan of salvation. In your son, Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen. consider yourself dismissed from our sunrise service.